Demolition company employee accused of providing Swedish gangs with explosives. By Chris Tomlinson on February 27, 2020. An employee of a demolition company in the Swedish county of Östergötland has been charged after police suspect he may have been selling explosive materials to gang members. The unidentified man was arrested last year along with a known member of one of Gothenburg's violent criminal gangs, with both being under the influence of drugs at the time of their arrest, broadcaster Sveriges Radio reports. The arresting police also found a quantity of dynamite in the apartment during the arrest of the two men, and another search of the home of the employee later revealed more explosives and explosive equipment. While the man has denied selling or giving explosives to gang members in Gothenburg, prosecutors have decided to press charges against him. Last year, Sweden saw a total of 257 explosive incidents across the country with varying amounts of physical destruction. Some of the largest explosions, such as the bombing of an apartment building in Linköping, also located in Östergötland, have caused major damage. The Linköping bombing also led to 25 people being injured as a result of the heavy blast. Police have speculated on where the high-powered explosives have originated, as previously most explosive attacks had involved hand grenades or high-powered fireworks. Some, such as criminologist Sven Granath, have suggested that the explosives could have been stolen from construction sites. You can only really speculate. It may be stolen from a building site and sold on, or maybe smuggled in, he said. More explosions have also been seen this year, with a pair of large blasts taking place at residential buildings in Stockholm's no-go suburbs on the same day in late January. Another explosion, that took place a week before in Östermalm, was confirmed to have been linked to drug dealing. Swedish centre-right moderate party leader Ulf Kristersson has slammed the leftist government's handling of the trend of explosions, saying, "Unfortunately, this government has lost control of what is happening in Sweden. The situation has thus escalated sharply, and according to the police, there is no international equivalent," he added. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.